Hey guys, this is Pastor Q, and on this week's episode, the world of the generous gets larger and larger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to X with Q, an 11 and a half minute podcast to help you lead healthy ministry
right there,
to the market.
X means 10. What happened to 11 and a half? Now I got to talk more.
My name is Brad, and as always, I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
Here we go. What are we talking about this
week?
All right,
Pastor Q, let's talk about generosity. What correlations do you see between generosity and leadership?
Oh, man. I want to go. Let's put it this way. Let's work backwards. Thankfulness unlocks generosity. If that's what unlocks generosity us as people, when someone's thankful that I did something for them or somebody they love, it unlocks more generosity. When someone's not thankful, they don't really acknowledge what you've done, it hurts. Well, pain squelches generosity, but thankfulness unlocks it. Mm. So if that's the case, I want people to be thankful because it unlocks generosity in me. Mm. Well, the reality is then I do something for someone.
Right.
And that's good, healthy leaders understand that generosity is an attribute of stewardship. If I'm generous with you, I'm generous with you because I'm a generous person.
Yeah.
And it's going to unlock thankfulness, which it's just like this cycle that unlocks generosity all over again.
Right. Let's just get a really solid, simple Brooklyn definition of generosity. What do we mean by that?
I give you something and I get nothing in return. That's pure generosity.
And no expectation of something.
That's right. I'm just doing it because I'm generous. Mm. I'm not doing it because you're great. That's a reward.
Sure.
Or that's a great consequence. Right. But if I'm generous with someone, it's because I'm a generous person. Mm. It flows out of me.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
So what are some of the attributes of a generous leader?
I think a lot of times as a generous leader, we need to be generous with our time. We still have to steward it. We still have to be conscientious of it. But I think it's generous. I mean, anybody in our organization can get with me. They can't get with me that day probably because I run a pretty tight schedule. But I'm generous. Like, yeah, if you need 15, 20 minutes, I may only have 10, but I want to give you what I can. Mm-hmm. You know, I need an hour to sit down. I don't know if we need an hour, but I can give you a half hour. So I think one of it is generous with our time.
Yeah.
I also think that we communicate generosity when we talk about understanding the season that the people we lead are in. A lot of times, if you've raised kids or you have kids, you know there are so many things that happen, you know, just all of a sudden, that you have to really have an understanding of the season they're in to be generous. Like someone's got to show up late because the kid was sick or my son hated school, so he'd literally like open the back door and roll down the driveway. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's a true story. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have a direct report that understood, look, your kid's crazy. You can come in 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Now, again, if it's a pattern, we have to have a conversation. But if it's just a problem, we're good with it. And so I think it's in that way. Understand, you can be generous with understanding the season that the people you lead are in.
Yeah, I love that. So let's get to a scripture verse that I think is really healthy, not just for Christians, but it's just a great life principle.
Right.
Says this, Proverbs 11:24, the world of the generous gets larger and larger, but the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. So let's talk about this. Is it possible to grow in generosity? Because I think sometimes we can fall into the trap of thinking generosity is just, it's just a natural personality thing. You're either generous or you're not.
Right.
How do you grow in generosity?
I think when you see someone's need, it's a discipline. If you're not naturally, let's say, a generous person, and you tend to be a little bit more of a hoarder or stingy, it's a discipline. First of all, you have to understand the value of generosity. Your world will get larger, whether it's connections, whether it's business people, whatever it is a truism about life. That's what a proverb is.
Yeah.
So the reality is you have to understand the value of generosity. But generosity is also a discipline if it doesn't come that naturally to you. So the way to discipline yourself is you see the need, just go meet the need, or do what you can to contribute to meet to that need.
Right.
That will develop in you a spirit of generosity.
Yeah. So how do you overcome that tendency towards stinginess?
I think stinginess is really a sexy word for selfishness.
Right.
And nobody wants to be around selfish people.
And you can be stingy no matter how much money's in your bank account.
Yeah. I mean, stingy is stingy. You're stingy. A stingy person is maybe stingy. We think money right away. But stingy could be stingy with money. But I think what I have found is stingy. So you're stingy with patience. You're stingy with understanding.
Wow.
You're stingy with mercy. You're stingy. You're just stingy, period. Now, you may be less in certain areas, but stingy is stingy. I think that's the fallacy of the Western culture sometimes is when we hear words that are equated with money, we only think of money. Well, you can be generous with money, but you can be generous with forgiveness and time and understanding and mercy. And it's the same thing with stinginess.
What makes a stingy leader difficult to follow?
What I found is that stinginess comes from insecurity. So stingy people are mostly insecure people because what they find is they have to hoard because they don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
So I got to keep it. I got to keep, well, I don't care whether it's, I don't want to give mercy away because you might walk on me.
Right.
I don't want to give forgiveness away because you'll think of a doormat.
Right.
So they're insecure about that.
It's almost this attitude of there's lack in the world and I've got to hold on, that there's not abundance out there for everybody.
Right. And that insecurity is steeped in fear. So, I mean, that's really difficult. And the reason why no one wants to follow a stingy person is because you wind up inadvertently communicating to who you're leading that you don't care about them. You only care about preserving yourself. That's selfishness, which is steeped in stingy. So that's the idea. That's why generosity, that's why that truism is so true, because generosity is like, man, it's generous. He has understanding. He gets it. A stingy person is like, oh my God, my kid rolled out of the back of the car because he doesn't want to go to school. My kids threw up in the car. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm probably going to get fired. Who wants to work in that insecure environment?
So what makes a generous leader easy to follow?
A generous leader applies understanding. And when you understand people's situations, and right now I don't want any listener thinking, well, you got to have standards and they're always late and they're always, we're not talking about that. We're talking about isolated incidents and problems, not patterns.
Yeah.
But why it's so easy to follow a generous leader, because you know that they are not just looking out for themselves or the organization, they're also looking out for me. You know, and that's important.
So what are a couple of practical ways that a leader can practice generosity today? They're headed out to lunch right now. Yeah. Like, what's one way? Just kind of put some skin on it. Right. What's a couple of practical ways that we can practice this? Because it is a discipline.
Sure. So if I'm leading someone, I want to know what's going on in their life. And if I know one of their kids are getting married, if I know, hey, do you need any time off? Are things okay? Do you need to, someone just got married or they haven't been healthy? Hey, just know that you have the freedom. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, and don't worry about it, we'll cover you for a little while. Hey, because they had just been sick, or they're in a season of life where they're high output emotionally, their kids are getting married or the kids are leaving for college. Hey, if you want to take a few hours and just, hey, if you're going to take an extended maybe day and a half just to drive your son or daughter to college or whatever. So it's leaning into where their output is beyond the organization and go be generous.
Yeah.
Go be generous with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or listen, I know you were late. Here's one that I loved. It really shaped me as someone who wasn't in charge of anything, but I had a lot of direct reports at one time. And they understood, look, I know you're going through something emotional right now and you missed the deadline for so-and-so, or you missed this. I understand. I get it. Here's a little grace. Mm. See, because generosity is beyond money. Generosity is attitude. Generosity is understanding. So listen, do you need a couple of more days? Or before the deadline, you because that's what leaders do. We're ahead.
Proactive.
So, that's right. So before the deadline, you go, hey, listen, I know that, you know, whatever the output is personally, I know, do you need a little extra time with that deadline?
Yeah.
Do you need a little bit of so-and-so? Even if they delivered it on time and it wasn't of the quality, don't hit them first with the lack of quality. Hit them with understanding, go and lick. Now, we have to get to the quality.
Sure.
But listen, I understand why I was a little incomplete. So I'm going to give you a couple of more days. You still have the standard, but you're generous.
Yeah, I love that. Final thoughts, generosity and leadership.
Generosity and leadership are in tandem. When your generosity grows, your leadership will be more impactful.
Gets larger and larger.
Larger and larger.
Love
That's it.
Thank you so much, Pastor
Let's go.
Q. Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.